Hello and welcome. I wanted to make a video addressing the issues that have been occurring within MGTOW Prison, namely the issue regarding new channel content and new voices within MGTOW, and also the more established voices and their perspective on this issue. In this video, I want to give my personal view on things. I think there's a lot of things being said that are being taken the wrong way and misconstrued, and that's a result of a few different factors. Now myself, I'm very new to the online community, the manosphere, if we can call it that. I came on board last year, not long before I started making content. And before that, I'd been working with men in a number of different group settings for a number of years, in different areas of the community, and men facing a number of different challenges. And I was privileged to be able to hear these men's experiences, and it helped me understand a lot of the wider issues facing men today. And it really did open my mind. And when I discovered Barbarossa and Stardust, man-woman myth, what their content gave me was clarity. And it was like a laser beam, the missing pieces of the puzzle came together. I could connect the dots. And it was a huge relief. I found other men who were experiencing what I had, and were giving voice to bias and discrimination, and also delving deeper into psychology and evolutionary biology. And yeah, I mean, it was really amazing to hear these insights. It was exciting. It was something I wanted to be an active participant in. So in turn, I contacted a number of guys, a number of MGTOWs. Now, I wanted to understand their perspectives, the hows and the whys. And I found a common ground with a lot of these men. And by the time I made the decision to start making content, there was already a number of new voices creating MGTOW videos. And it was primarily these guys, now all of you, that inspired me to make my own videos. Now, if the situation had been that there were no new voices speaking out, and the only MGTOW videos were Barbarossa or Stardust, I doubt I would have made any videos. So much ground was being covered, and there's so much deep analysis, I would have questioned whether my making content would have really added anything to the equation. But from looking at other new channels and seeing their approach, how they took in and applied a lot of the terminology and concepts the more established channels used, I thought that maybe I could add my two cents to the discussion. And I saw that there were a number of things not being addressed. Not MGTOW specific, but issues such as male sexual abuse or male body image. Issues that aren't discussed in society, and very rarely even within the male online community. So I knew I could perhaps offer something of value, and perhaps raise awareness of these issues to some degree. And yet in every video that I did, I felt I was always in some way referencing the work of those who came before me. I've drawn very heavily on the knowledge that I gained from listening to the older content. And even during the process of making videos, I'm still learning, I'm evolving, and it really is a process of discovery for me. And, I don't rate my videos as better than anyone else's. Like I say, I've learned a lot from you guys, and I've been inspired by you as well. My directive, I make videos to get people emotionally invested in what I'm saying. I've made some pretty strong statements, some very broad statements, but they have been for a reason. You can't just tap someone on the shoulder anymore to get their attention. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. If you want the other side to put a dog in the fight. And I've received many, many messages from men and women calling me out on what I've said in my videos, which has led to discussions of much broader issues facing men and women. And those discussions, in most cases, they've been very productive. And those people often found themselves, coming to a better understanding of what men face. I feel that to get someone to question something, they have to be first emotionally invested in what you're saying, And, you know, there's many reasons why people have an emotional reaction to something, but some of the primary reasons are that person will perceive that there's a benefit for them, or that they're being threatened, now, either personally or collectively. You know, the ego, their self-interest, their belief system, what have you, that it's under threat. And that causes psychological distress and a certain sense of panic. And I'm not going to accept people using deflections and projecting blame. Now, I see value in initiating a discussion, and unless you provoke an emotional reaction, the chances of that discussion taking place in this current climate of anti-male bias and hypersensitivity to females, the chances are next to nil. And from experience, I've reached far more people by eliciting that response than I have by talking statistics or facts. Yeah, I've given many seminars and presentations over the years, predominantly to women, you know, from many sectors, from the mental health sector, from social workers, nurses, community groups, business associates, whatever. And by connecting on a personal and emotional level, I've brought a level of awareness to these people they didn't have before. But, you know, that's just one method of reaching people. What we're seeing with MGTOW now is different presentation styles and marketing, and that's fantastic. You know, it's a necessary step forward. And the statements that Stardusk made recently, his comments in regards to MGTOW content needing to be of a higher quality and focus on specific topics, it's been taken by many as harsh criticism, and that any content that doesn't match up to his standard is therefore deemed by him as irrelevant. Now, I don't believe that's what he's saying. You know, Stardusk's approach, his personality, I mean, he's a fiercely intelligent man. You know, he's very well read and has tremendous insights, and he's very systematic. He's very comprehensive in his videos. And he can come off as sounding quite aloof, but that's more to do with the fact he's an academic. He's an academic, so that's simply his approach. But no, I don't think he's aloof. I think he cares very deeply about MGTOW and about preserving the founding theory and advancing that theory to greater heights. And he knows full well that we as men, we come from diverse backgrounds. You know, we all have different skill sets, we all have different knowledge. I mean, I would never speak as deeply as he does on evolutionary biology, as I'm not as versed in the subject. Now, my background is working with a wide variety of men in group therapy and in outreach. Yep, so that's what I know. That's my knowledge base. That's my experience. So I don't feel there's any expectation that I would speak on biology to the degree that he does, or that I should, you know, critically analyze contemporary politics or the financial market. You know, I talk about things from my experience. That's what I offer. And everyone offers something different. And psychology and biology and how they apply to humankind, it's a subject of such depth that we're always going to be learning and expanding our knowledge base. Stardusk was pointing to areas that need to be researched and discussed more fully so we can better understand them and again advance MGTOW. And I don't believe he was saying that we must only discuss this one area of thought, or that if you don't, your content is not worthwhile. I mean, it was very much in line with what Barbarossa said on his last video, Stagnation. Now, his comment to me in that he started not to half-ass it in terms of new video content. And again, I mean, if we use an analogy, say a book review. Now, there's two ways of doing a book review. You can either read the book from cover to cover, or you can just give a back of the book review. You can just read the jacket. And there's a lot of new guys coming on board at present. Now, a lot of younger guys. And some have been stating, well, we can always go back and reference Barbarossa's work or Stardusk's work. But a lot of the newer guys I've spoken with, they aren't. They say it's too heavy going. They prefer short, simple videos that don't challenge them too much. You know, they don't have to think too hard. So if that's the case, there's a danger that all of that earlier body of work will be disregarded. And what I don't want to see happen is that a wrong perception is formulated of Barbarossa or Stardust. You know, new guys coming in and disregarding their work on a false premise. You know, this will just ensure that the MGTOW doesn't progress because no one is delving deeper or wants to delve deeper. You know, and there's many who say that MGTOW doesn't have to do anything. It would just evolve. But I don't know anything in life that doesn't evolve without effort and a more comprehensive understanding. There's something to be said about being proactive. Now, there's many reasons that men make videos. Now, some do it to process their thoughts and work through things, and that's very important. It's also important to have a wide variety of videos. Yeah, there's been a lot of criticism of Sandman. But Sandman's videos, they're quick, they're snappy, they're very professionally done. And yeah, in truth, it gives a respite from the more heavier material. And one of the most important things it does is it gives MGTOWs a chance to communicate every single day. Yeah, his comments section is always loaded. And men are talking with each other, and they're sharing their experiences and their thoughts. And Sandman, he has a growing subscriber base, and you know, that's in part due to his style and to his content, but moreover, it's due to the sweat off his own back. Man, he's pumping out videos every single day, so I really respect his work ethic, I respect his dedication, and that's a huge commitment on his part. So if we look at it now with the new voices coming in, what we're seeing, you know, the old guard is changing. And this again, this is a natural progression. You know, and I see guys experimenting with different styles. You know, and marketing is important if we're to reach more people. And new blood, it's a good thing. You know, fresh perspectives and new approaches, they're key in any movement. And yeah, I mean, we live in an information age where people's attention spans, they're rather limited. A lot of guys are at a certain stage in terms of their journey, they're new to the red pill world. You know, and other men are still conditioned to think and react in a certain way. They need to be eased into MGTOW. You know, and I hope that in time, new videos will be offering advice to men on how to navigate life in a practical way by applying what they've learned online and by delving deeper into our own psyche and root causes. But you know, that will never be a smooth transition, and we have to work for it. So building on the knowledge base that's been established and furthering that knowledge and applying it to our lives, you know, I really feel that needs to be the imperative. And yeah, I mean, we're part of a resistance movement whether we like it or not, and it starts with us. We're setting the example for others to follow. And yeah, I know, MGTOW, it's not a movement. I don't even know if it could be described as a collective, but it has the power to create awareness and to shift perceptions and to create change. And all you need to do is look at how MGTOW has grown in numbers compared to men's rights advocates. And that's no knock on MRAs. I know many guys from the men's rights community who I have great respect for. Just in terms of sheer growth, it is what it is. And from my perspective, MGTOW should be about advancing. You know, and what shape that will take, I don't know. You know. Sometimes it's an issue of seeing what sticks. And I'm all for being creative and trying different styles and seeing what appeals. But there can't just be a handful of voices. There need to be more. Yeah, and some channels, they have more subscribers, but that's just natural. That's consumer choice. I mean, what are you going to do? But here again, that's something that needs to be addressed. Now, a few months ago, Barbarossa, he did a shout out for my channel. And Barbarossa, he contacted me. I didn't contact him. You know, he liked what I had to say, and he felt it was worthwhile that other people hear it. And he asked me if he could do a shout out, and I said I'd appreciate that, and that I have great respect for his body of work. And on that video of Barbarossa's, there were a few comments, you know, here and there, saying, "Thanks, Baba, I'll check out the channel," and there are a few other comments here and there. But the bulk of the comments seemed to be from other MGTOW video makers doing shoutouts for their own channels. You know, there were a few people that addressed this in videos and questioned the motives of the guys doing this. So I think we really need to ask ourselves, are we in this for our own egos or for MGTOW as a whole? Now, I see a lot of guys saying that, can we just stop the infighting and just move on in regards to this recent issue? But from my perspective, there is no infighting. Now, this is about MGTOW. This is bigger than all of us. And no, I don't think we should move on. We should instead be discussing this and doing some serious introspection and asking ourselves, what do we want? You know, or where do we go from here? You know, me, I'm not in MGTOW for any other reason than to better myself and further my life. You know, I take it very seriously because this is my own journey. And I'm not the man I was even 5 years ago. You know, my mindset and my life has changed dramatically. And the videos from other voices, from you guys, you've contributed to that. As is my experience with working with other men from all walks of life. Now, I took what was of value to me from these experiences and these interactions and what I've learned online. And I've prioritized my own needs and I've pushed forward with my life. And no man should ever invest in something unless he's getting a solid return. No man's time is too precious. Yeah, at the same time, a support network for men, it's important. Now, as is the opportunity to flesh out for themselves what it all means. Men are speaking out, and that will always be empowering for other men. But there needs to be progression. And more men, they're coming on board. Now, a lot of younger guys. So they listen to the videos, and they get an idea in theory about what MGTOW is. But how do they go about applying that knowledge to their everyday life without experience? So I think really, a lot of people are saying that MGTOW has covered everything, that there's no new ground to cover. But I really feel that MGTOW still has a long way to go in terms of practical application to your life, and also in terms of more in-depth analysis. Yeah, a liberated man is one with knowledge and the practical experience to back it up. You know, the dangers are very real. So we need to ask, are we really preparing men and equipping them the best way we can? Myself, I've adopted a philosophy to life over the last few years. And that came from a man that I respect very deeply. And the philosophy is that I try to be 1% better in everything I do every single day. And it doesn't matter what it is, if I'm at the gym, if I'm at work, that goal drives me and it's achievable. And when I was in the blue pill world, you know, I never allowed myself to have that drive and push myself. So it's made a huge difference to my life and to the lives of others. And that's what's passed between men, or should be, and knowledge and application. And what's needed now more than ever is open communication between MGTOWs. Yeah, if we're going to be raising up battle lines and picking sides, then MGTOW is dead in the water. And people may disagree with me on this, but in my experience, an open dialogue has never hurt anyone. Now, as long as the objective is about us as men, advancing and empowering ourselves, then all of us have a part to play. Anyway, these are my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. So, let's keep the ball rolling. Thank you for your time.